I've got a special guest on the phone, Jim Barker. Jim, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, Jim, thanks for coming on. You started a new show.
I started in sales, yes, retail.
No, a new show.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
A new show, I think it's in.
A new show, yes, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous here, no problem.
Is that Lori?
That is Lori.
Hello. Hi, Lori. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, Jim and Lori of The Jim and Lori Show. Tell me about The Jim and Lori Show.
We just started it, what, 4 or 5 episodes ago? And we just, you know, sat down and make ourselves laugh. And we were like, you know what? Let's do, like, a little news show. So, and we did.
Cool. So, Now are these weekly or monthly?
They were about weekly, yeah. We're trying to make them, like, once or twice weekly even, but...
We're also in the middle of getting ready to do a podcast. Someone that has been giving us advice to possibly go from that to podcast. And, so I have everything downloaded on the computer, but I'm so computer illiterate that I won't even need another microphone.
haven't gotten very far
there. But it's tough when you got a little kitty running around at the same time. But
we're trying to get it out there weekly.
Yep.
So I assume you guys are married?
Yes, yeah.
Very cool. Now, Jim, I know you do stand-up. Lori, do you also do stand-up?
You know what? I have, like, 3 different sets written, but I haven't actually done it yet. No. I got to pump myself up first, and then I'm going to go for it. So, soon.
Now, how much material is in each of your sets?
5 minutes each.
Oh, okay.
Sets, yeah.
Like an open mic set.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I got. Well, that's what Jim's been doing, too, but that's what I'm working on. But every time I, like, come up with something, I end up thinking something hilarious, so then I ended up with 2 or 3 sets, you know, because my brain wanders.
I think the hardest part of stand-up is getting up that first time.
Yes, and I know it's going to be one of those, you know, one of those highs where I want to do it over and over once I get, you know, it's like karaoke after you do one song, you're like, all right, let's do it again.
You're either going to feel high or you're going to be crying.
Exactly, one of the two. I'll be in a corner at the end of the night or, yeah.
So, Jim, how long have you been doing stand-up?
Actually, just since the end of last summer.
Okay.
And then actually right into the fall and... In September, the end of September was my first one, and I've always known I wanted to be a comedian. It's just, I grew up watching, Rodney Dangerfield Young Comedian Specials on HBO, mm-hmm. and they'd have the marathon during the New Year's, and, you know, I'm 8 years old, probably a little too young to watch them, but at the same time, I was just in awe, you know, just how, you know, mundane some things are that just throw people through a loop, and then some wacky, you know, people, and the material was just so diverse, and I liked it, and also growing up the way I did, I had to keep a sense of humor, too, so that kind of helped me out, too.
His family was insane. So.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did your family do?
Well, my parents divorced when I was 4, and my mom decided she'd come out of the closet after 13 years of marriage. She was German.
Wow.
And so that was kind of interesting. my dad also being a born-again Christian, that made things interesting. During the week I was, you know, in the righteous, and then on the weekends visiting mom, I'd be with the, you know, with the devil spawn, and it was a strange sort of thing. You know, my dad tried his best to not talk anything
right.
bad between... Actually, both parents did a good job, but, I mean, come on Sundays, Sunday morning, having to go to these fire and brimstone type of churches, they, you know what their opinion is of, you know, who just dropped me off earlier
right.
that day. But anyways, that and just being poor and moving around a lot. I was the new kid so many times. I had 5 high schools, but I still managed to graduate, you know, on time in 4 years and everything like that. And, you know...
He's been through it. He's been through some...
I've had to, either not get into a fight, run, and most of the time I was too fat to run, so I had to just try and make a joke, and then before you know it, I wouldn't get bullied. Just
Cool.
Now he's one of those, do I know you? Faces all the time. Everyone thinks they know him.
So now, through those experiences with family and the schools, is that where you get your material?
For the most part, yeah. Especially the ones that I have on the website. My stand-up is majority of you know, Weekends with Mom. And then the latest one was just how interesting that both sides are so similar, but it's so on the different side of the axis. You'll have to watch it, of course, as adult material and discussions in it, so I won't describe too much here.
Okay.
But it's definitely funny and awkward, and a lot of my unfortunately to the audience's laughter side of them, they'll get it and not think this is a Dr. Phil episode, you know.
Right.
And I've noticed it's like different crowds every time too, you know, like when he's standing up, like sometimes they laugh and get a kick out of it, and sometimes they're like, wah, wah, you know.
Crowds, and it definitely is a humbling experience, man. You definitely get that high, even that 5 or 6 minutes that you're allowed, and it's tough to get the material down right and right into that 5 minutes, everything I want to say, before you know what that light's on, and it's just like, crap.
So, now, have either of your parents come seen you perform?
No, not that I know of. my mom is...
They may have seen it on YouTube.
They may have seen it online and through Facebook or something.
That's why your dad's not talking to you.
I'm sure my dad is probably caught... He struggles with the whole religious thing, the religious aspect, and you know, I feel in a way I feel sorry for the past generations being in the dark of some things and
baby boomers.
Like that. But you know, it's, I don't know. And then my mom, she lives in another state, but then my mom lives in another city outside of Detroit, and I haven't spoken to her for a while. I just actually reconnected with her on Facebook, but. I explained to her about my stand-up, and, you know, it's hard to tell how she feels about
it.
Except
beware,
basically. You know,
so,
the truth, I'm not trying to put you in a bad light. I'm just telling a story.
Right.
And unfortunately, it was true.
So, now, you guys do the video. I do a video of my show.
Oh, yeah?
I don't really get many viewers, but I don't know, maybe you guys would want to adopt this. I had a girl take her shirt off on the camera once.
No way.
And the numbers went through the roof.
I'm sure.
So if you guys...
So you're telling them I should flash the camera. I mean, I'm down. Yeah. I can do that.
You probably should. That would just be the ultimate thing. People would, you know, be sending it to their friends.
I want to go viral, man. So that's how I got to do it.
That's right. So it's just a suggestion, just putting that out there.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, it was insane. This girl took her shirt off, and then she was gonna take the rest off, and the numbers just kept growing. But then her boyfriend said something, she got mad, and she left. And the viewers stayed because they thought she was gonna come back. So I ended the show. And the video was done, but there's still like 30 people in there just hoping she would come back. People are desperate. They will watch anything.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Anything with boobies.
I know. That's just right. The like couple especially hundred viewers that we've gotten or whatever have mentioned, hey, who's that hot chick, you know, or whatever. So I'm like, if that's all I am, if I'm like the realer in her, then let's do this. You know?
Take it to the max.
Exactly.
Or
I'll
maybe
do what I gotta do.
Once you guys get the podcast started, you could get topless on the podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm down.
Kind of pointless, but, you know, might get...
I'll take one for the team, you know.
You might get the people who like to listen to naked chicks instead of... See,
right. Well, I've always been told that I have a unique voice, too, so maybe I can just throw in a couple sexy phrases or something. And
yeah.
You know, along with the nakedness, of course.
And it would be very appealing to blind people who, you know, want to listen to...
Right.
So, now, Jim, where's the name Pajama Mouth come from? Pajama, what do you say?
Yeah, Pajama Mouth.
Pajama Mouth?
Well, it's kind of
It came
funny.
From Rock Band.
Yeah, playing Rock Band, actually. We were trying to think of a name for a band, you know, just something ridiculous.
Okay.
And about three out of four out of the four people in the room were all wearing pajama bottoms, right?
Or no, I think one person said, "You come up with one word, we'll come up with the other."
I know, and I thought of pajama.
Right.
Because everybody's wearing pajamas. I'm like, that'll be part of the thing, you know, it's like a late night thing. And then my brother-in-law came up with mouth. And he's like, no, let's not do that. And I'm like, no, we have to do that. That is just the most bizarre, normal, strange. And then I figured out afterwards that there actually is a mouth on a pajama. You know,
right, so we're like, that's perfect.
The little opening. So I've been trying to think of a symbol, you know, my own logo for that. But but that's how it came up, just this stupid rock band situation.
That's great.
It's stuck, and I've been adopting everything pajama mouth that I could, just because, I don't know, I think it's something that people remember.
And he's always said, that's going to stand out, man, once somebody sees, you know, we didn't know what it was, or, you know, whatever, we just knew it was going to be big.
At least a year before I started doing stand-up, too.
So. Yeah, so we just started buying pajama mouth, you know, www.pajamamouth.com, and, you know, or do we have that?
So do you go on stage and say, hi, I'm Pajama Mouth, or do you go on and say, hi, I'm Jim?
I go on saying I'm Jim, but I have everything, like, on the YouTube channel. You'd be able to find me under Pajama Mouth TV.
Do you wear pajamas?
I go up as Jim, and I've been thinking about ending my show with just saying I am Pajama Mouth. That's how I end some of my blogs on WordPress. But
so do you wear pajamas?
We do all the time, obviously. Yeah.
I'm wearing some Christmas ones right now. The Snoopy and the
And I'm wearing lingerie with pink little ruffles on the top.
Yeah.
Excellent. You need to get that on the show, too.
Yeah.
So do you guys ever have guests on the show, or is it just you two?
We haven't as of yet. We're planning on it. We have a friend that we're going to have on as a guest. And
you learn how unreliable people are when they're just not into it as much as you are, you know?
Yeah.
You suggest it to people, and they're like, yeah, I'll do that, and then give them a call again, and they're like, yeah, let me email you on that.
Right.
It's like, I almost had one, you know, and I was like, just anyone, just like, you know, and we know a few characters, but those characters happen to be very unreliable sometimes.
We've always hung out with the pothead crew, so they're probably all
just sit down
lazy.
Next to me for 15 minutes, and let me get some, okay, man, I'll do that. And then you don't hear from them for 4 days.
Right. Yeah, I know all that. You know, doing my show, you know, I get a lot of that.
Sure.
Now, what inspired the comedy news program? Was it like The Daily Show, or was it just
kind of? Yeah, Daily Show. And Jim's really smart, so you know, just like you said, I'm kind of more the eye candy. And then I'm like, you know what? You're really smart, so you could get people's attention. You know, he knows, like, facts about just useless information, really. And
so you'd be good on Jeopardy.
I'm useless, but I'm smart.
Right, so I'm like, you can get on, and you can tell them daily things that's going on. And I always ask stupid questions that probably most people want to know, too, because they're just as dumb as me but don't want to admit it. So I'm like, there we go, let's do that. So
that's great. That's a great format.
Yeah.
It's that... And basically, I mean, Daily Show pretty much, they actually can say and do whatever they want, it seems. But still, I don't know, it being the internet, I openly say some things about my views mixed in with news stories. And
right.
Oh, but next show, you just wait. There's a strip tease of some sort going on.
Lucy, look what you started.
<Uh-oh>.
That's good advice. That's good advice.
Well, it was really great having you guys on. Nice surprise having you on, Lori.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, thank you.
We can check you out online at pajamamouth.wordpress.com. Do you have any other websites? You said the YouTube channel?
Yeah, YouTube channel is Pajama Mouth TV. Also,
was Pajama Mouth already taken?
We have Pajama Mouth, but it's our daughter's channel, and she's 3, so we just separate the two, because our stepson looks at videos of his sister, you know, when he's not here, so.
Yeah, and mine's just...
My stand-up will be up there soon on Pajama Mouth TV as well, on YouTube.
When are you going to make your premiere?
I don't know, like, probably within the next couple of weeks.
You should do it topless.
Yeah, yeah. I did get my nipples pierced, so I should do something with those.
Oh, wow. What prompted that?
You know what? We were kind of experimenting a little bit online as well, so I said, let me get my nipples pierced real quick. So
how does that have to do with experimenting online?
We were just trying to get somewhere with everything. We were trying to do anything we could. We were doing the comedy. We were doing the, cute pics, whatever. So I'm like, let me just do it. And a personal, personal preference as well. But
it's got to hurt.
It did hurt a little bit, but I get the tattoos too, so I'm used to it.
Could you still get could you still like breastfeed or anything? Or is that,
I'm not sure the rules of that after after getting a piercing like that. I'm pretty sure
squirt out like
able
three
to.
Different ways.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be the only problem.
Yeah. All right, well, pajamamouth.wordpress.com. We can search Pajama Mouth TV on YouTube. Is there anything else we should know?
You can find me on Twitter at just Pajama Mouth.
Okay.
And Facebook under Jim Barker Comedian.
Okay. And when's our next episode coming out?
Soon.
Probably around Memorial Day.
Cool. So we can check out pajamamouth.wordpress.com, and we'll see it on there, right?
Oh, and you can also check out www.lorieslovables.com. That's also, I make these awesome hats. Any hat you could ever want. You don't understand just hats. When I say hats, they're not just hats. You got to check them out. They're awesome.
And can you spell that? Just Loris?
Yep, Lovables, Lovables.
Cool. Yeah, I'll go check it out. So lorieslovables.com.
Yeah.
Pajamamouth@wordpress.com. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Lori, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Right. I wish you guys good success with the new show. I've
Thank you.
Checked it out. It's very funny.
Keep in touch. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
As we said, that was Jim and Lori from The Jim and Lori Show. How conveniently named. Let's see. You can check them out, pajamamouth.wordpress.com and lorieslovables.com for hats.